Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, we're glad to have you too. And those of you who've been already been listening today, we really appreciate you. We always appreciate it when folks hang around with us for a while. And I appreciate Gordon Brown being with us. He's a new friend. Gordon is the president and the CEO of a company called Plexent. And Plexent is a technology company, and he helps other companies with their technology. Gordon, welcome to the show.
Welcome, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, and I'm glad to be here in Dallas, broadcasting live from Dallas, Texas, which is where you are, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about...
Do what?
Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to talk a little bit about my company. What Plexent does is we're an IT service management company, and that's somewhat of a new emerging market that's coming on. And what we do is we help major corporations, Fortune 500 companies, do process optimization and business transformation. And I guess really translating it out into a nutshell, what we do is we help them save money around their IT infrastructure. We help them pass SOX audits and HIPAA audits because there's a lot of money being spent there, and it's needless money. That they shouldn't be spending some of the money that they're spending.
So, and of course, when you say OX, you're talking about Sarbanes-Oxley.
Yes, Sarbanes-Oxley.
The HIPAA is the Healthcare Privacy and Security Acts.
Right.
And those, but so your primary customers are larger customers. But what are they? What is it about their IT environment that they need help with in this area?
What has happened is companies. Over the years have grown, and they've put information technology in place to give them the ability to collaborate on a global basis but service their customer locally. And what has happened by growing that way, they've really grown ad hoc, and they've not realized that. And kind of an example of one of the things we point out to them how we can help them is companies don't really understand how much money they spend on email. The CFO can tell them how much money they spend on postage or how much money they're spending with FedEx or DHL.
Or for the copier or whatever.
Yeah, they can tell you exactly how much money they spend on any kind of hard asset or any kind of way that they would ship the package, but they can't tell you how much money they spend on email. And so we go in and look at the way they're doing business, look at their processes, and help them overhaul their processes. There are a couple of standards.
Identify what email expense would comprise of?
An email expense would obviously comprise of software licenses, servers, service desk support, help desk support, any kind of embedded support that they may have. In the field or in a local office that they don't realize they have, network expense, carrier expense from being able to transmit the email, through a global network.
Right. So what you're saying is I like the use of your word ad hoc. It's just to sort of as they grow their business, they just sort of add on new capability, and all of a sudden before they realize it or without realizing it, they've got all this demand capability that is pieced together where if they would just aggregate all that under a very small number of contracts, they could be more efficient and save a lot more money.
Yeah, contracts and just reorganizing how they built their infrastructure, and really more importantly, looking at the process that they go through to support roll out those services and those technologies to their employees that give them the ability to support their customers.
Right. All right.
I mean,
your company, what would your company do for them?
Okay, so what we would do is, well, first of all, let me back up. We've built a tremendous amount of intellectual property that gives us the ability to go in and insert this intellectual property into their organization without them having to build things like policies, procedures, process flows, roles and responsibilities. Essentially what we do, Jim, is if you remember back in the 80s, organizations started going to ISO 9000 for their manufacturing side of the business to improve their process flow and their quality of the product and their customer experience. That's essentially what we do on the IT side. There's several.
Hold on to that thought, Gordon. We're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, this is fascinating what Gordon does, but it's his business is growing, but he's got his own challenges. We're going to get him to tell us about those when we come back after these messages. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking out when you get a chance. I appreciate it. There's no barrier to entry except to have a computer and be able to get online. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. Thousands of archives, thousands of articles. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, and don't forget to check out the blog. It's not new. It's been up about a year or so, but more and more of you are discovering our blog, and so use it to your advantage. I hope you will. Gordon Brown is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of Plexent. And, Gordon, I'd like for you to give us your website, please.
Yes, my website is www.plexent.com, www.plexent.com.
That's Plexent, just like it sounds, Plexent.
Yeah, Plexent.
Gordon, now you've identified a niche, you've identified an opportunity, you found a little pain in customers that customers were having, a little itch that they have that needed to be scratched, and you're remediating that pain, you're scratching that itch, you're filling that need, and you've created some new capability that maybe nobody else has. Good for you. That's great. And you're taking advantage. You're reaping the rewards of all that good, ingenious hard work. And what's happened is, if I'm not mistaken, you've gone from 6 employees to about 5 times that many or maybe 6 times that many in only about a couple of years. Now, how's that working out?
Well, it's obviously been a challenge. You're right. We've gone from about 6 employees from when we launched the company. You know, we spent 2 years doing R&D to just about 40 today. We've actually got an offer out and accept, so we'll be at about 41. So it has been a challenge, and it's been a challenge around the whole HR issue.
Now, but how have you been able to do this? I mean, is one of the things that a lot of small business owners find is that when their prayers are answered, when the customers actually do come in the door and say, okay, fine, I like what you got, I'll do business with you, you know, they're sort of like the dog who chased the car and caught it. You know, now that I got this, what do I do with it?
Right. Well, what we've done is, as a company, we made a decision early on that we weren't going to try to do everything for ourselves. So what we've done is we've taken an outsourcing / selective outsourcing approach to how we run our business. So there's certain pieces of our business that we outsource.
So you stick to your knitting, stick to your core competencies, and let other people who are professionals in that area do those things, right?
Right, exactly.
Give us an example of some of those things.
Well, we have outsourced our legal functions. With our deal flow that we have coming in the company, I can argue to you that we need a full-time attorney to just manage the contracts and the non-disclosures,
right,
because a lot of
right.
the things that we do are very confidential. We have selectively outsourced a piece of our marketing communications and PR, and we have selectively outsourced our HR stuff to Administaff.
Mm-hmm. And in the interest of full disclosure, Administaff is one of our sponsors.
Right.
So Administaff is handling your all of your HR. They're doing your payroll, doing your payroll withholding, submitting all the, you know, paying all the, remitting all of the taxes that are collected, that sort of thing.
Right, and they handle, you know, they obviously handle the insurance part. They hand, you know, the medical, the dental insurance, you know, workman's comp insurance.
Right.
You know, we also get some benefits from them around training. You know, they've got a fabulous online training program. Where people can
keep,
go
keep
in.
Keep you compliant with regulations, that kind of thing. Well, all right, what are some other...
Yeah.
Go ahead. Go
yeah,
ahead.
Well, it's more around, you know, they have 1,300 technical training classes online that your people can take to come up to speed on, you know, any kind of, you know, products and technologies and those things.
Right. So what are some other examples of outsourcing that you've done? So you're a poster child for what I've been talking about for a long time, Gordon, and that is that outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened. The concept of outsourcing, the landscape, the evolving and emerging and growing landscape of outsourcing resources like you provide to your customers and like you take advantage of with these other companies that you mentioned earlier, you're a poster child for outsourcing, and to me, outsourcing is the best thing that ever happened to small business.
It is. I mean, as a matter of fact, I mean, for a brief period of time, our customers outsource things to us so we can help them get their processes straightened and their business flow straightened out and help them save money on the Sarbanes-Oxley. I mean, we can, you know, save them. I think I saw some stats the other day that said $1 billion company spends over $4 million on Sarbanes-Oxley. We can do it for a fraction of that. But,
wow.
But yes, you know, outsourcing is a good thing, but you have to go into it with your eyes open. I mean, you can't just say, I'm going to go to this attorney and, you know, throw all of my contract and non-disclosure work to him, and I'm just going to close my eyes. You can't go to Administaff and say, this is their problem, I'm going to close my eyes. You can't do that. I mean, there are some hidden costs in time and dollars, but it is a wonderful thing because you don't have to spend 110% of your time focusing on certain things.
Well, I consider my outsourcing partners to be my partners, and that means they got to get something from me, too. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, folks. We're going to talk to Gordon Brown some more about his business and how he's growing it. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting on the road live from Dallas, Texas today. Back to our regular environs tomorrow. Looking forward to being back home, but I'm also looking forward to speaking to an outstanding group of small business owners later today, and I can't wait to get over there and talk to those folks and let them talk to me a little bit and share some ideas. I always like doing that. Especially I like interviewing and introducing you to some really smart, successful small business owners like our new friend Gordon Brown, the president and the CEO of Plexent, and that's Plexent, PLEXENT.com is their website. Gordon, one of the things I want to talk just another minute on outsourcing, then I want to move over to some other things. One of the things that I've found, and I wanted to see what you think about this, is that we were talking about the fact that you can't just turn over a discipline to an outsource partner. You actually got to stay involved. You got to be involved. It is a partnership that you have to have with these outsourcing resources, and you've got to stay involved. And it's going to cost you a little bit of money, maybe more than you thought. But in the long run, it should be less expensive, or at least it ought to allow you the ability to convert time into new opportunities. And if you can't deal with that concept, if you can't understand the idea of converting assets and resources from one non-productive area to a productive area. If you can't get that into your head, you're probably not a good prospect for outsourcing. What do you think?
I agree with that. As an example, when we decided to turn over our HR function to Administaff as we were starting to grow, I was really nervous about doing that because the whole, what I'm going to call HR function, the payroll, the payroll taxes, the government doesn't mess around with that little thing called 941. You can't borrow from them on that program.
They get ill if you don't handle that properly, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're right on you, and they'll take your house away in a heartbeat.
That's right. They put you in jail.
yeah, they do that next. But I was pretty nervous because, I saw that as a set of core services and functions and some process disciplines that was going to make my company or break my company because, obviously, people, they're not totally focused on their paycheck, but if something happens to it or they don't have benefits and they can't take their kids to the doctor and those kinds of things, they get upset pretty fast and they get distracted. And if they get distracted, they obviously can't take care of the customer. And your customer is the number one thing you have to keep your eye on the ball. And so when you do those outsourcing transactions, you have to actually look at what types of service level management and service level agreements that you're going to have in place, what your expectations are going to be. But it does free up time, and it does free up and causes you not to have to go get knowledge, keep knowledge, train the knowledge that function, and you can focus on business opportunities.
If you've got plenty of time to do all of those things, then you might not be a good prospect for outsourcing, regardless of whether it's HR or whatever it might be.
Right.
But if you need more time in your day to go find new customers, to grow the customers you have, then you might be a good candidate for outsourcing. Let's move over.
That's
We've got
correct.
About a minute, just a little over a minute. As you've grown your business, what is the one thing that you've learned that you'd like to, that you wish somebody had told you when you started out?
Well, I mean, Jim, I'm actually a serial entrepreneur, so this is the fourth startup company that I've been in. I guess the one thing that I just keep learning over and over and over is that you've got to take care of the people that take care of your customer. And, taking care of the people that take care of your customers.
Your internal customers.
Yes, your internal customers, and you take care of your internal employees and the people that take care of your external customers. And, I don't know why, but that just seems to be the thing that I keep, learning how to do better and better and better over time. I wouldn't say relearning, but I would say learn additional ways to help take care of the people that take care of your customer.
That's good advice. That's excellent. Well said, Gordon. And I want to thank you. Congratulations. Well, thank you for being here. And I want to congratulate you on being on all your success and on all the things that you've learned and all the things that you've shared with us today. And that makes you, Gordon, that makes you one of my heroes.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. Good luck to you. And we'll see you next time.
Okay. Thank you.
Gordon Brown, ladies and gentlemen, with president of Plexent, P-L-E-X-E-N-T. Put a .com on the end and you'll be at his website. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame signing off from Dallas, Texas. I'll see you tomorrow back at home.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.